Are you planning to fly over the holiday season? Well, according to a recent survey conducted by travel booking site Hopper, 55% of respondents said the holidays will be the first time they've traveled since the start of the pandemic. But what will holiday travel be like this year? Will airports be packed? Will airfares be high? Let's bring in Here and Now's transportation analyst, Seth Kaplan. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Tanya.
So some states have lifted restrictions for people to travel, but in terms of bookings for the holiday season, is the demand actually there? Can we expect to see crowds at terminals for Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Depends what you compare it to. Look, there will be more people traveling on Thanksgiving and Christmas than there are, let's say, today if you went out to the airport. But look, there just aren't very many people out there today, and there haven't been very many people out there for a number of months now. So I took a look at airline schedules, which is basically the best proxy you can use. You don't really know how many people are traveling until you look back on it later. But for perspective, yeah, airlines are scheduling more seats the Wednesday right before Thanksgiving than they are today, but they are scheduling far fewer seats that day than they were scheduling on a Wednesday in October, the middle of October last year, 2019, that according to Cirium schedule data.
Well, we're having this conversation now in mid-October because this is the time when prices start to go up for travel during the holidays. Is there a time during this window that travelers should actually be booking their holiday flights this year?
This would often be it. Generally, between about a month or 2 months before you travel is when you get the best deals. And yes, that's typically true even for holidays. People kind of get nervous. They think, well, holidays, I better book way out. But consumer psychology, airlines know people think that. And sometimes they play the game. And so this would be it. Now, look, this year, obviously, things are very different. I could tell you that people have been saying they're surprised that fares aren't lower. And in the end, that's really supply and demand economics. As you mentioned, more people are planning to take their first trips then than are doing so now. And airlines have reduced seats enough that they think they can get fares something like what they used to get in the old days, even though airports will be nowhere nearly as crowded as they normally would.
Right. I mean, airlines almost never lower prices closer to flight dates. Anyone who flies knows that. But we also know some airlines are leaving many seats between passengers empty for social distancing. With the little time I have with you, remind us which airlines are enforcing social distancing.
Right. So among the major airlines, let's say the four biggest airlines, Delta has committed to keep the middle seat empty, generally speaking, unless you have a family of three traveling together, until after the new year. Southwest has made that commitment for now until after Thanksgiving. United and American not doing that, although they'll let people change their flights for free in some cases if you're on a packed flight. By the way, Airbus just yesterday claimed that social distancing on a plane occurs at 1 foot instead of 6 feet because the air flows down rather than across a room. Obviously, it's going to take a lot more convincing than that to get people back into the air and in the same kinds of numbers as before. But a lot of it, Tanya, comes down to not just what happens on the airplane, but the destination, the quarantines, as you mentioned before.
Exactly. Several states still requiring visitors to quarantine for 2 weeks if they've traveled from areas with high levels of coronavirus. Thank you so much, Seth. That's Here and Now's transportation analyst, Seth Kaplan.